This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Synagogue got shot up. Talked about it earlier. And what, Poque? It's near San Diego. And now the fallout of that is coming. And we certainly pray for the folks that were killed or wounded in that. It's a real tragedy that we have these types of things in America. We have these types of leftist, anti-Semitic people that have been created by Democrats, the people who want to actually destroy this country and destroy our way of life. What a shame. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, kjradio.com. You can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Pathetic. Democrats are pathetic. If they spent a fraction of the time being positive and pro-American, and being pro-American is not a dirty thing to be, as much as they want it to be that way. I don't know if you guys heard this guy, he's a comedian, his name is Cat Williams, and he plays mainly to black and Hispanic audiences, and he did a 7-minute rant at his comedy show. I don't know where it was, because he recently appeared here in Phoenix, but I don't know. I didn't get to see him, but I like his comedy. It's dirty comedy. I mean, because he's uncensored. But I'll tell you this: he's a brilliant young man. He really is. He's got. I've heard people say he's got a very high IQ, and you can tell. And he's unapologetic, and he talks about, he goes, hey, when I deliver comedy, he goes, those are my unfiltered thoughts. And I love that. I think that's the best way to think about comedy. He says, it's my unfiltered thoughts. And he went off on Mexicans. Now, he says, look, I got no beef with Mexicans, people that love this country. He says, but there was a guy that pushed back on him because he says, I'm an American. I love being an American. And a Mexican guy's like, this is our country. You stole it away. He goes, like, I didn't steal nothing. And he went off for 7 minutes. And they ask him, do you want to apologize? He says, apologize for what? For loving my country? I was like, dude, yet again, folks, this is what they don't want you to see. He was on MSNBC. I'm going to post a clip so you can see what I'm talking about. It was unbelievable. He's like, you're not getting away with this. We'll play the clip another day. Why not? Because I want to do something on black folks that speak out. Because there are black people in California going to city council meetings going, what the heck are y'all doing? You're giving more rights to illegals than you give to American citizens. There are blacks in this country saying, you don't seem to care about our neighborhoods. You're putting all these people in the black neighborhoods. You're burdening the systems around us while excluding yourselves. Don't think we don't see it. Let me tell you, Democrats are going to find themselves in a big hurt. 73% of voters believe it is appropriate, this is an example, for the U.S. Census to ask residents if they're citizens of the United States. 68% of independents and 64% of Democrats said this. And by the way, whoever didn't say that, you're a fool. They're not looking for, are you here legally or illegally? They're looking for a count so we can apportion representatives correctly. You cannot count illegals and want them to be part of the census, and so we can give you more representatives. California lost 2 representatives in the last census. You want to know why? Because when they count the regular people, California's losing citizens. It's gaining illegals and losing citizens. Same with Oregon and many of these other states. How can you not say, I mean, if I were living in another country and they said, we're going to count because this is the way we do our government, I would go, I'm a non-citizen. You don't need to count me. You can count me as a person living here that's not a citizen or, visiting or whatever, but don't put me in with the people who have invested with the blood, sweat, and whatever else for their country. That's a slap in the face to them. And anybody with any moral core would see that. Now, you could say to them, I'm going to do everything I can to become a good, solid citizen. If I retired and moved to Costa Rica or something, I'm going to do what I can to be the best citizen of Costa Rica. I'm going to obviously always be an American. But if I go somewhere else, I'm going to become a good citizen there. I'm going to have them go, boy, Those Americans are amazing. We love it when they come. If Kevin Jackson is any example of what it is to have an American over here, we want more of them. That's what you should be striving for. Don't send a liberal to represent us, a leftist. You send them, people will go, man, we never want to see them Americans again. Oh, boy. Lots of stuff going on, though. The census. We're fighting over apportionment. Constitutional right. And, of course, that segues into, oh, we don't need the Electoral College, you know, says the idiots out there. Okay, so here's what happens. If you don't have the Electoral College, and you guys know this, but there are idiots who listen to the program. They're called Democrat, leftist, you know, progressives. So I like to explain things to them. But if you only want to do big population centers, you know where politicians go? They're going to go to all the major city centers. And that's it. That's all they're going to try to get to. They're not going to care about the rural community. They're going to go to where the biggest votes are. They're never going to go to Rhode Island. They're never going to... These Vermont? Are you kidding? Wyoming? Well, the population of Wyoming, the entire state, is not larger than probably the top 15 biggest cities in America. You don't even have to visit the state of Wyoming if you go to New York. In fact, the population of New York is probably bigger than Rhode Island, Wyoming, Montana, you know, North Dakota, South Dakota. You could probably put seven or eight states, and it wouldn't amount to, get this, the city of New York. Why would you go there? Why would you care what their needs are? Are their needs the same as those of the people of New York? Of course not. The way you're going to represent all the people is exactly the way the founding fathers did it. But there's a whole cacophony of crazy baboons out there, like AOC and others, that go, we're going to get rid of the Electoral College. When it doesn't go their way, let's get rid of it. When it goes their way, they love it. Not a peep when it goes their way. Use a gun to protect one of these leftists. They will never say anything. Oh, my God, thank you. It was lucky you had a gun. They'll just go, we're so happy. But let a gun kill somebody that you care about. And gun control. We need gun control. Gun control. But if something happens to them where the gun protects them, they aren't fighting on behalf of the gun. They just, That's the way the left are. Duplicitous to their rotten cores. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to go into Joe Biden's announcement because there's a lot of fallout from that, and it's not necessarily as good as Joe Biden and others think. I go into more detail. Sit tight.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you are the best choice for the Democrats in 2020, why didn't President Obama endorse?
I asked President Obama not to endorse. He doesn't want whoever wins this nomination should win it on their own merits.
Nice try there, Creepy Joe. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. So, Joe Biden makes his announcement. It takes a lot of stuff out of the news cycle because everybody's long awaited. Is he going to run or is he not? The two-time loser for president and the Democrats are waiting with bated breath. When will our loser declare? We hope that the third time is the charm. Joe Biden, will you please come in and save us from these 19 other knuckle-dragging morons? And what do? They bring in another knuckle-dragging moron. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, by the way, thank you guys for downloading the show. We hit the 300,000 download mark, which is pretty good. But you know what? No offense, my buddy Dan Bongino gets 150,000 downloads a day. He's done what it's taken me, I don't know how many years. We've probably been on this system now for 2 years. Dan does in 2 days what I've done in 2 years. Pretty, by the way, love the guy, one of my best buds. but I got to do better. And even Dan and I, we were talking. He's like, Kev, are you serious, man? He's like, Dan's looking to help. He's like, dude, you got a great show. We got it. And I go, Dan, what can I tell you, bro? What can I say? Anyway, I'm proud of his success. What an amazing guy, amazing family. And proud that he's my buddy. But let me tell you what, I can't be that far behind him. Anyway, I'm glad. Thank you guys for getting us to that mark. We know we're going to do better. Look, it's our fault. It's not your fault. But I hope you will help us out. Anyway, Biden makes his announcement. It's so funny because it's being mocked. It's being mocked. And by the way, he's not the only one being mocked. Buttigieg is being mocked. O'Rourke, holy cow, talk about a fall from grace. He's being mocked. But today, I want to focus on Joe Biden. And by the way, when I tell you we got some things coming, we're going to be doing a deep dive in so many different areas that it's going to blow your mind. When I say deep dive, I'm talking about we're going to look at each of these candidates. We're going to look at their taxes. We're going to look at their charitable giving, their tax rate, what they're doing to avoid taxes. We're going to look at Democrat scoundrels and the top, you know, people that have done their crazy stuff to get ahead, and on and on and on. We are about to feature the corruption of the Democrats in a way that is going to make them very upset. And they're going to want to come after us. But guess what? The truth hurts. The truth hurts. So Joe Biden, you knew he was going to announce. I personally thought, I said to myself, if Biden is smart, he'll stay out of politics. You guys heard me say this. And he didn't. But that just validates what I really know about Biden, that he's dumb. And, of course, President Trump says he's dumb. And he's not saying that because he's trying to be funny. See, some things Donald Trump says, you go, oh, he's just, you know, like he says a low-energy Jeb or whatever. You know, does Jeb have low energy? Yes. But that's just like tongue-in-cheek. When he says Biden is dumb, did you hear my voice? When he says, I'm going through puberty again. Yeah, I'm getting younger, y'all. Anyway, when he says that Joe Biden is dumb, he's not kidding. He can back it up with real things, and he will. And we'll get more into that, too. But so the tip that Biden was going to run was when he started doing his mea culpa. He apologized to Anita Hill. I want to say that we didn't do enough with Anita Hill. And then he apologized for the criminal justice reform that he did with Hillary, with Bill Clinton. And, you know, because he was part of that. And then he's a segregationist. He voted with segregation. I mean, Joe Biden's got a past that is going to get ugly. Let me put it a different way. Okay. Joe Biden has lost twice. He drops out early. He doesn't have any stamina. He doesn't have the mental fortitude to stay the course. Look, I don't care about Biden in one form or another. I'm giving you the Kevin Jackson management consultant take on Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't have the staying power to essentially, you know, run the course. If Joe Biden were to run a race, the minute lactic acid starts to build up in his body, he walks off the track. He doesn't power through. I saw the Boston Marathon where a Marine, he crawled over the finish line, literally was on his hands and knees and just crawled over the finish line. And Joe Biden, the minute the pain hits, he's done. He won't even be the nominee for the Democrats. I'm telling you this. That's my prediction. Anyway, let's go on. So Joe Biden does all these things, mea culpas and all this. Anita Hill doesn't forgive Biden. There was an article in the New York Times. She says, I don't forgive him. Yeah. He's got more to do. That's not enough, is what she said. Now, this is a guy who sided rightly with Justice Clarence Thomas. Okay? He sided rightly with Thomas in saying, you can't try to derail this man's career over allegations of sexual misconduct where you're talking about a pubic hair on a Coca-Cola. And Anita Hill wants to come off as like she was working in the monastery, you know, whatever they do with the nunnery, or whatever they do with nuns. She wants to come off like, I was appalled that he would dare talk about these things. Shut up. People, look, that's like Blasey Ford up there with the voice. He didn't, the hypothalamus and die, and he raped me because he was on top of me and this at the party, and I left my girlfriend there, and
I didn't really care about her safety because I know I'm lying and I was really enjoyed having boys, you know, do many, many sexual things to me. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I rambling?
I mean, it's such a joke to listen to these guys. God, I crack myself up sometimes and I get into their head. It's dangerous. Don't do it. Don't get into their heads. It's dangerous. I'm a trained professional. So anyway, Anita Hill doesn't forgive Joe Biden. She says, no, that's not enough. Now, you say, well, Kevin, what's the big deal? The big deal is the mea culpa failed. Joe Biden fell on the sword. Anita, you know, come out, you're a black woman Democrat, an icon of the Me Too movement before there even was one. And I need you to support me. I need the black woman vote. And you know what the black woman said? It ain't enough, Joe. It ain't enough. And she's a liar. I'm not saying she's lying about talk of a pubic hair or long dong silver or whatever. That is the kind of conversation that people have. Don't try to fool women. For Anita Hill to go, I was offended that he would bring up long dong silver. You know, look, when I was a kid growing up and I knew about long dong silver, you know, this black porn star. It isn't like that type of conversation doesn't occur. And oh, by the way, leftist women, don't try to fool us. We know you talk about far worse. So this idea that Clarence Thomas did something so egregious to her, it was ridiculous. And it never should have been litigated or talked about in any open forum where a guy's career, a career as distinguished as his, was on the line. And it was a Democrat, as Justice Thomas said at the time, it was modern-day lynching or something, high-tech lynching. And that's what it was. So Biden wants to get in front of these things and try to make pretty with black women and black people and all these other things. And let me tell you something, he's going to be a casualty of his own design.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The leader of ISIS appeared for the first time in 5 years in a video released by the group on Monday, acknowledging the defeat of the group's last stronghold in Syria, but vowing There's a long battle ahead. The video release shows Abu Bakar al-Baghdadi talking about the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka, which killed over 250 people. Al-Baghdadi does have a $25 million U.S. bounty on his head, which makes him the world's most wanted man. 25-year-old Michael Cummings is accused of killing seven people, including his parents and uncle, and killings that unfolded at two separate crime scenes in Sumner County, Tennessee. Neighbors describe Cummings as
very uneducated person and just in and out of trouble, no job, no life.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, who announced he's running for president in 2020, is holding his first campaign stop in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Earlier, I played the clip of Joe Biden saying that he asked Barack Obama not to endorse him. That's actually pretty funny. Okay, so let's say we believe that he asked the president, former President Obama, or I just call him Obama, but not to endorse him. That's a smart move, actually. That's actually one of Biden's best moves. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I talked about Biden doing his mea culpa and saying, you know, apologizing to black people, apologizing to Anita Hill, trying to get the black women's vote, etc. Because Joe knows it, without the black vote, no Democrat. If the black folks go, we are not voting for Joe Biden, that's it. Now, there's, look, we're going to track all this stuff. Let me tell you how the black folks are going to interpret these things. So when we, you know, as I dissect this show, I'll tell you, black folks, let me just give you an example. Black folks aren't going to support Buttigieg. They're not going to support that dude. He's running on the idea of being gay. Look, I don't care how progressive other people are. Black folks still are like, that's what your issue is? If it ain't about black people, then forget about it. So Buttigieg is now, he's Mr. Gay. I'm going to talk about the gay lobby. Black folks are going to look at it and go, are you kidding me? The LGBT lobby has gotten more than black folks have gotten in 200 years, in less than a decade. Barack Obama wasn't the first black president. He was the first gay president. They don't care about that clown. They don't care about Buttigieg. Anyway, so Joe Biden makes his announcement, and he thinks that his colloquial manner, you know, this whole, yeah, I'm Joe Biden, yeah, I'm just one of the everyday guys. I mean, you know, I mentioned I grew up in Scranton, and my father was a sharecropper. I mean, I don't know who his father was, but it's always that, you know, I'm just an ordinary guy. I roll up my sleeves like the rest of you. I plagiarize, you know, and I say a bunch of stupid stuff, and you know, and then that's what I do. That's what Joe Biden does, yeah. The man that failed twice with a lot less Democrats is now their great white hope. Yeah, okay. Jerry Quarry. What was that other big dude that was from Boston that they wanted to put up against Ali? Ali knocked that clown stone out. In this particular scenario, think of Donald Trump as Muhammad Ali in his prime. That doesn't mean that Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy, and I figured out his strategy. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. The strategy figure outer is who I am. That's right. Joe Biden's got a strategy. You want to hear it? Yeah. See, he's got an uphill battle. He's the gaffe machine. Joe Biden has said the most racist, vile, repugnant things you could possibly say. And he's gotten away with it because nobody's challenged him. The media has not been made to look at him, but they are going to look at him. And here's what he said. Here's where I'm going to tell you what his strategy is. He said, I'm a gaffe machine. This is in December of 2018. But then he turned his confession of being a gaffe machine into a dig at President Trump. But here's what he goes. He says, but my God, what a wonderful thing compared to a guy who can't tell the truth. Now, see, the Democrats bet they stake their entire fortune on the idea that Trump is a liar because they set the narrative. Look at how many times he lies. Trump has lied 300, 400, 500. Now, the Trump lie machine is now up to 600, 700, 800, 1,000 Trump lies. So Trump is the big liar, right? Everybody wants to believe he's the guy that's out there. Every time he says something, you can't believe when he opens his mouth. And Donald Trump says, hey, look, we got to build a border because we got too many people coming in. They're bad banditos. They're bringing disease. They're human trafficking. And then they go, he's lying. They're not bad people. And then Trump says, yeah, I just exported a bunch of gang leaders. We just exported a bunch of drug dealers. We just put a bunch of people away for fraud, people for murder. Oh, wow, I guess they are bad people. Maybe we do need to build a wall. So there's Donald Trump proving what he said. Donald Trump says, hey, NATO needs to pay its bill. Look at him. He wants to kill NATO. He hates America. And Donald Trump's like, I don't like dislike NATO, but I want them to pay their bills. They wanted to make Donald Trump cozy with Putin. And Donald Trump says to Germany, hey, look, you keep buying Russian oil. We're not going to help you. We're not going to deal with you. We're not going to trade with you. You can bet your, you're aiding and abetting the so-called enemy, and you want us to be a part of it. You cut them off, we'll get you oil. So that's the way you help Putin? The way you help Putin is all these things that Donald Trump is not doing to help Russia? I could go on with all the things this man has done that said, I have no relationship with Russia. My whole raison d'etre, reason to be, that's French, is to make America great again. So the president, he's pretty clear. And by the way, the Mueller report vindicates that. The Barr report vindicates that. And what you're about to see is going to be the undoing of everybody who invested in this idea that Donald Trump is the liar. What does it do when you've been yelling from the rooftops, he's a liar, all these things are lies, and you want him impeached and all these other things, and suddenly the worm turns, and you can no longer use that, and Trump says, hey, they told you last time I was colluding with the Russians. Were you going to believe this guy? And forget Biden's gaffes. We talk about his gaffes. His gaffes are nothing compared to what he just says routinely. And here's a clip from 2012 of Biden during an interview and what he says about Russia.
Let me ask you about, we now know about the president's now famous unguarded moment before the microphone when he told the Russian president, I'll have more flexibility after the election to deal with missile defenses and so forth. Governor Romney really hit him hard on that. He said it was alarming. He said, what else is he going to be flexible about? What do you make of all that?
Speaking of flexible, Governor Romney's a pretty flexible guy in his positions. But look, and by the way, I know a little bit about unguarded moments with microphones. But look, here's the president just stated the obvious. The idea that in this election year, we're going to be able to deal with an agreement with the Russians on further reducing our nuclear arsenals and the environment that we have in the United States Congress now is difficult. And what the president was doing is stating the obvious, that it's going to be difficult. We're not going to have the flexibility to sit down and talk with people in this Congress that are going to be able to listen and be able to work with us, probably between now and Election Day. So, and the second thing is, Governor Romney's answer I thought was incredibly revealing. He acts like he thinks the Cold War is still on. Russia is still our major adversary. I don't know where he's been. I mean, we have disagreements with Russia, but they're united with us on Iran. The only way we're getting, one of only two ways we're getting material into Afghanistan to our troops is through Russia. They are working closely with us. They just said to Europe, if there is an oil shutdown in any way in the Gulf, they'll consider increasing oil supplies to Europe. That's not, this is not 1956.
Could you be more wrong? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The answer is yes, you can. You could be more wrong. You want to know how? Because Biden defended Obamacare, something that's being completely dismantled by Donald Trump, and rightfully so. You can be more wrong. That's what the Democrats specialize in, is being wrong. So forget about Biden's gaffes. The president is looking at Biden, and here's what he said. He says, I hope it's Biden. This is what he told, before his State of the Union address. He says, Biden was never very smart. He was a terrible student. His gaffes are unbelievable. When I say something that you think, that you might think is a gaffe, it's on purpose. It's not a gaffe. When Biden says something dumb, it's because he's dumb. That is a quote from the president of the United States. He, unlike the Colberts and the John Olivers, I dare Donald Trump to run. I hope that Donald Trump runs. Look, Biden has run. This isn't like, you could say, oh, Trump made a, you know, he ran other early times. No, he didn't. He played with it. He toyed with the idea. And he didn't do it. But when he decided to run, it was full commit. Full commit. So he commits, he wins. Biden fully committed twice. And you know what happened? He lost. He lost to lesser people than, I mean, as bad and as feckless as this group of clowns is that he's currently running against officially, they were worse. Barack Obama was an ingenue. They should have crashed it. They should have crowbarred this guy early on in 2008. But you know what happened? They let him gain power. If you think for 1 second that Donald Trump is going to let one of by the way, nobody qualified to step in and do the job that he's proven he can do with his eyes closed, you must be out of your mind. Eager to battle. That's what he said. So they want to use the truth. Biden said, oh, my gaffes are nothing. He's a liar. Well, what about when he's not a liar? See, there are things that are going to impact every single candidate on the left. What are you going to impact Donald Trump on? Oh, geez, he grabbed women by the bump, bump. Is that it? You're going to go back to that stuff? What are you going to go back to? Because after 4 years, Trump has pretty much delivered on every promise. I would love to see what battle plans you draw up that have anything to do with his performance. Because if you go to that, Democrats know they're lost.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A two-time loser is the front runner for the Democrats. And if he's not bad enough, when he's ousted, the number two guy is a democratic socialist who has stood up for communism in places like Argentina, in places like Cuba. He is a communist and runs as an independent, but the Democrats are depending on him. He's number two, and he is now a millionaire socialist. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Is that a good enough picture? Did I paint it good enough picture for you? Because, see, I sense the irony in everything that I just said about these clowns. KJRadio.com, 844
551-8255. Gab machine Joe Biden, a man who called Barack Obama articulate and clean. At the time, I said, when Biden said that, I said to myself, who else could say that? Can you imagine a Republican calling a black man clean, with the implication being that they're dirty, usually? Yeah, usually they're dirty. Not this one. He's articulate and clean. And what about Harry Reid with the no Negro dialect? That, look, we don't need to rehash the past. Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. That's what we do here. We remind you of stuff. Biden, elected to the Senate from Delaware in 1973, they write, has an odd, ill-judged plagiarized or politically problematic comments and actions. Yeah, Biden's the guy that says to the quadriplegic, hey, Ted, come on, stand up. Let everybody see. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, you're in a wheelchair? Oh, my bad. He says to a guy whose mother is still alive, you know, God rest her soul. You know, she's, you know, his mom, oh, mom's passed away. I was back there listening to him in the green room. And his mom, oh, she's not dead. Oh, sorry. Okay, no problem. These are not even his big deals. These are not his big deals. Obamacare passes, the worst piece of legislation on the planet. And you know what Joe freaking creepy Biden says? He says, this is a big freaking deal. Except he used a different F word. Big freaking deal, Barack. And he doesn't call Mr. President. Hey, he's Barack to me, man. We're brothers. President Trump mocked Joe Biden after he launched his campaign. He said, welcome to the race, Sleepy Joe. I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign. In other words, the president doesn't even believe this clown's going to get out of the primary, and I believe the same thing as the president. I don't think Biden has a chance. He says, but if you make it, I will see you at the starting gate. Long-expected presidential announcement from Biden came in a video where he criticized the president for saying that there were very fine people on both sides. Talking about the Charlottesville thing. I said this before. If Biden believes that he's going to paint Donald Trump as a racist, or the Democrats believe that, welcome to the party, pal. He says, when the president made those words, very fine people on both sides, here's what Biden said. I spared you from his speech. I told you it would be like watching Rosie O'Donnell in a Victoria's Secret outfit on the catwalk. I don't even want you to have the visual. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said it. Anyway, he said this. With those words, the President of the United States has signed a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to the nation was unlike any I'd seen in my lifetime. So what Biden's trying to say is, when that happened, it spurred me to action. I could no longer sit idly by with my creepy videos and my porn and watch Donald Trump and watch Donald Trump destroy the nation. That's what it took. But everything else was cool. This great economy, the stock market, NATO paying its bills, Russia being pushed back, China getting their stuff in order, North Korea ending escalation between them and South Korea, not doing any more nuclear bombs, talking about peace. You know, Donald Trump getting to the bottom of this Russian collusion nonsense. Donald Trump creating more jobs for women, blacks, and other minorities. Donald Trump, stock market through the roof. GDP this quarter, 3.2%. But when Donald Trump made that statement in Charlottesville about Charlottesville, man, that's what set me off. 844-551-8255. Man, these people are incredible. They are incredible. That's what it did. That's what it took, man. So anyway, the Republicans view the former vice president, I'm reading this, as Trump's strongest challenger. Okay, that's why Republicans need to just get out. Hey, Republicans, y'all just go sit down, okay? Kev's got this. Biden is not Trump's toughest challenger. I don't know who is, but it's not Biden. Bernie Sanders, toast. He's not going
to... Criminals should vote. Yeah, when you disenfranchise one, you know, it's a slippery slope. And that's what's going on here. That's what's going on here.
No? Criminals shouldn't be allowed to vote when they're in prison. And I think most reasonable people believe that. I don't even need to poll it. He's the leading candidate, Joe Biden. You want to know? I want you to just understand this. Two-time loser, Creepy Joe, enters the race in the lead. He is the Jeb Bush of the Republicans. Joe Biden has the ability, not because he's a hustler, he'll raise a lot of money. I hope he does. I hope he raises a fortune. He'll spend a lot because Joe Biden's going to have to fight a lot of demons. But anyway, he's the Jeb Bush. Remember, Jeb entered the race with $100 million. That seems so insurmountable.
People are like, well, Jeb Bush is obviously the front runner. He's got $100 million.
And Jeb was just, you know, coming up, well, you know, I feel like felt good about my chances, you know. And, you know, he's just, it did him no good. I don't know how much money Biden will raise. Barack Obama doesn't support him. Biden said, I asked the president not to support me. I asked him to. I want it to be a fair process. Yeah. Trump acknowledged that Biden could be a serious contender, they said, when he tweeted this. I believe it will be a crazy Bernie Sanders versus Sleepy Joe Biden as the two finalists run up against maybe the best economy in the history of our country, and many other great things. I look forward to facing whoever it may be. May God rest their souls. Donald Trump knows how to bait. May God rest their soul. That's just brilliant. I mean, because it's making people, you know what it does? It makes people think about God. It makes people think like Trump's going to kill him. It has so many competing things in your brain that it's hysterical. It is freaking Don King meets, who's the guy? The Ringling Brother meets Houdini. I mean, it is everything you want in a tweet. Wow. Hey, here's some other Biden news. Before Simone Sanders was a political commentator for CNN, she was one of the most prominent strategists working for Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign. So Donald Trump pilfers. I mean, Donald Trump. Joe Biden pilfers from Bernie Sanders' campaign. A loser pilfering from a loser. So they said, now that the 2020 election draws closer, Sanders has decided to switch sides and support Joe Biden's bid to unseat President Donald Trump. The AP said Mrs. Sanders had a lengthy meeting with Biden a few weeks ago. It eventually resulted in a job offer with his campaign. Sanders more or less confirmed this by tweeting the article out, plus her Twitter profile says she works as a senior advisor to the former president now. Simone Sanders, no kin to Bernie, by the way. It's not like nepotism. But that, so she couldn't take Bernie's old blood over the finish line, so now she's going to jump on to the Biden campaign. Good luck. I can't even imagine. Look, I can see you saying, well, look, he served as a senator, he served as vice president. So in other words, if you want to make his resume look good by saying here are the roles he served in, it doesn't get much better than Biden. Senate since 1973 and, you know, vice president for 8 years, moved up through the ranks. It's just what the problem comes when you start dissecting it. That 73, since 1973 Senate career, that pretty much... It goes against everything that the Democrats stand for. Good luck with this. This dude is an anachronism. He's like seeing a digital watch in a 1950s Western.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.